Thank you. My name is Chuck Borkowski. For those of you in the 5th Ward, when you vote on August 5th, you'll see two names on the ballot, but my opponent has decided not to campaign, which is why we're not part of the forum today. Ann Arbor is a great city to live in. All of us who are running because we love this city. We have wonderful parks, fantastic amenities, wonderful cultural life. We have robust employment opportunities. We're a safe city. The administrator's report just let us know that our crime stats year to date are 15% down from this time last year. So we're doing very well on the things that are important. The things that make Ann Arbor so great bring with them new challenges that we have to report on how to face. That so many people want to live here, work here, and play here makes affordability a challenge. It means that we need to work to get development right. And it means that we need to continue to find those ways to provide those added services and added amenities that people enjoy. I'm proud of the work that I've done over my 2 years on City Council with that, fighting for affordable housing, fighting for improved transportation options. What I'm looking forward to if reelected is to continue that work on getting development right. When we saw the development that's going in on Division and Huron, we recognize that there were places our zoning, we didn't have it right. We didn't have that right interface between our downtown and our neighborhoods. When we first took a look at how to get that right, where we had that last discussion was on the Huron corridor. We missed the fact that the DTE parking lot south of William was also zoned D1. There had been a taller building there. That's when people said, no, we need to look at that. Planning Commission did that, and now we're working on fine-tuning that, getting the zoning right there so that we can get development right. I've been working lately with the city staff and now leaders in the Elm Creek Greenway Conservancy to see if we can talk about the Elm Creek Greenway. Since 1981 was the first time it was in our parks plan. Following up on the conversation about partnerships with the University of Michigan, this fall there will be a master's level capstone class looking at how we take that to the next step. So one of the things we found is not having an adopted master plan for that park makes us less competitive to get funding when we try to develop those parcels. So I'm working with staff of the Greenway Conservancy to see if that's a way, if we can find a way to take that master's class, do the additional work, take those additional steps so we can have an adaptive master plan. It'll make us more competitive and we can stop talking about the Greenway. But I see that as a significant next step to actually have the Greenway. So thank you. I look forward to hopefully getting reelected in the primary and then in November. And thank you for caring so much about our community.